It's Friday, 4:30. You're at your desk in Sacramento, looking at an inbox that hasn't gotten shorter all week. There's a tenant call you owe back, a contractor pushing approval on a quote that's 300 over the not to exceed, an owner hinting about a Saturday meeting. You've been telling yourself for 6 months you'd take a real Friday off. You're not going to. Gary Burmaster used to live that Friday. He doesn't anymore. Some Fridays now look like this. Turn off the computer. Drive home to Rancho Murrieta. Push the Dakota out of the hangar. Wheels up by 5, over the Delta, around Mount Diablo. Then up the bay with the city laid out below and the Golden Gate sliding past the wing. Sunset hits the coast about the time he's lining up for Half Moon Bay. Dinner by the harbor. Home before midnight. The whole thing feels less like an escape than a reminder of where he lives. California. The part of it most people only see from the freeway. This show is about the difference between those two Fridays, the desk one and the cockpit one. The bridge isn't luck. It isn't a personality trait. It's a set of decisions made on purpose in a specific order, and that's what we're going to walk through. This is Runways and Rent Rolls, the show where altitude meets asset management. Each week, the operator's lens, property management, investment real estate, and direct lending gets viewed through the cockpit window of someone who actually flies. Sacramento-based. Compliance first. No hype, no hacks, no 10 times your portfolio promises. Just the flight plan, the instruments, and what happens when the weather turns. Welcome aboard. Real estate has always been the business. Gary started All-Inclusive Realty Group as an investment-based real estate brokerage out of Sacramento, the kind of brokerage that helps owners buy, hold, refinance, and sell actual rental property. Not a residential agent picking out homes with backyards for young families. ARG was built for investors making investor decisions on Sacramento and Central Valley assets. The brokerage was the front door. What it gave Gary, beyond the transaction fee, was something most operators never get: a continuous flow of deal opportunity, a network of owners and operators and tradesmen and lenders, and a real-time read on what the Sacramento market was actually doing, not what the consumer feeds said it was doing. That's how the rental portfolio got built. Not by buying a house, then another house, then waking up surprised one morning with 30 doors. By being inside the deal flow every day, knowing the market in his bones, and saying yes to the right opportunities, sometimes for clients, sometimes for himself. Property management came on top of the brokerage. Same clients, expanded service, larger team. The ARG you'd see today runs three divisions: an investment-based real estate brokerage, a residential property management arm across Sacramento County and the Central Valley, and a direct lending arm, hard money loans for operators who need to move fast on a deal. River City Investments is where Gary continues to build out the investment side, and that side hasn't stopped growing. Sacramento and the Central Valley have given Gary plenty of those deals. Some of them worked. A few of them worked beautifully. A handful taught him expensive lessons he now teaches other operators for free on this show, because that's cheaper for everyone. The lessons were never about the spreadsheet. They were about the boring stuff. Title issues nobody flagged, deferred maintenance the inspection didn't catch, owner financing terms that looked clever on day one and like a trap on day three. The math is easy once you know what to subtract. The judgment about what to subtract is the whole job. The third division, direct lending, hard money loans for operators, grew up because Gary kept watching good investors lose good deals while they waited on a bank that didn't understand the asset, didn't understand the timeline, and didn't understand that a fix and flip is not a 30-year mortgage in a different costume. ARG's lending arm doesn't quote consumer rates and doesn't chase consumer mortgages. That's a different business with different rules. ARG lends to operators on operator deals on terms operators can actually use, and the company has been deliberate about staying inside the operator lane. That clarity matters. Listeners will hear it referenced often on this show, but you will not hear rate quotes, you will not hear consumer mortgage chatter, and you will not hear the kind of passive income promises that have made the lending side of real estate so noisy. That's not what this is. Behind all three divisions is a North Star. Gary doesn't pretend is modest. The goal is 1,000 units under management. Not because the number is magic, but because at that scale, the operation is no longer dependent on any one person, including Gary. Systems run the building. People run the systems. Every guest, every framework, every uncomfortable conversation on this show comes back to that scaling question. What breaks at 100 doors? At 300? At 700? What did the operator who made it to 1,000 stop doing on the way? Gary's a Sacramento guy, lives east of the city in Rancho Murrieta, attends Bayside on Sundays, sits in an EO forum that's watched him grow a company, build out an AI wave inside the business, and quietly run a few other things on the side along the way. ARG isn't his first business, and he doesn't pretend it's been a straight line. Along the way, he built Property Doctor from scratch, ran it for years, sold it. He bought Scenic View Landscape, ran it for a while, sold that one too. Two separate exits to two different people, neither one a story he tells with a flourish. The reason for selling both was the same. He wanted to focus on what he loved most, managing real estate, growing the rental portfolio, and the direct lending arm. ARG's been the through line all along. That's the back of the napkin version of how Gary got here. Property management because owners deserved better. Investments because the right deal needs the right operator. Lending because operators deserve capital that actually moves. All three sitting on a foundation Gary keeps deliberately, Sacramento-based, compliance first, scale toward 1,000, no shortcuts. There's a name ARG uses for this. Portfolio stewardship. The three divisions aren't three departments stitched together because they happen to be profitable. They're three lenses on the same asset across the same owner's life. The deal a 35-year-old buyer closes today is the property a 50-year-old operator refinances, the rental a 60-year-old leans on for income, and the asset a 70-year-old, or the next generation, eventually decides to hold or sell. Property management runs the building through every chapter of that. Investment brokerage finds the right addition or the right exit when the season changes. Direct lending moves the capital when timing matters more than terms. Done well, the three reinforce each other across decades, not deals. That's why ARG is built the way it is. And then there's the airplane. The airplane was supposed to be a hobby. Most things people call hobbies are golf, tennis, restoring a car in a garage on Saturdays. They sit next to the work. They don't shape it. Gary will tell you, if you press him, that flying didn't stay in the hobby box. It moved into the operating box. It moved into the parenting box. It moved into the way he makes decisions on Tuesday morning at the office. He didn't plan for that. It just happened, slowly, then all at once. He flies a Piper Dakota, keeps it close to home. The mission profile is what private aviation people call personal. Family trips, friend trips, the occasional cross-country to see someone who matters. He's flown down to Tucson and out to Sedona more times than he can count to see his daughter Abby while she was at the University of Arizona, flown with friends to Eugene, Oregon to check on a hotel remodel, and made the run to Truckee to stand in a river with fly rods, sometimes with clients, sometimes with his brother Matt. It's a family thing, always has been. The Dakota isn't a status object, it's a tool. The tool happens to fly. Here's the part most operators miss when they hear a real estate person also flies. They assume aviation is the indulgence, the toy bought once the rentals started cash flowing. That gets the direction backwards. Flying is harder than the rentals. Flying does not let you be sloppy. Flying does not let you defer a checklist because you had a busy week. Flying does not negotiate. The aircraft will tell you the truth on every gauge, every flight, every time, and it does not care whether you're tired. The discipline transferred. That's the honest part of why flying ended up in the title of this show. Pilots make decisions in writing, before the flight, against numbers they set in advance. They call those numbers personal minimums. Cloud ceiling, visibility, crosswind, fatigue. If the conditions miss the minimum, the flight doesn't happen. It doesn't matter how badly somebody wants the flight to happen. The math doesn't care. The pilot doesn't care. The minimum is the minimum. Gary started running his real estate operation the same way. Before the deal, he writes the numbers he'll walk away on. Before the renewal, he writes the rent he'll accept. Before the refi, he writes the rate at which the math fails. The minimum is the minimum. The number on the page beats the feeling in the room. When the feeling and the number disagree, the number wins. That's not coldness. That's the only way to fly an airplane and the only way to operate a 1,000-unit portfolio and not crash either one. But discipline isn't the only thing flying gave him. There's the other side, the part operators don't talk about because it doesn't fit the productivity narrative. There's the morning he taxied out of Rancho Murrieta with the Sierra Nevada turning pink to the east and Sacramento a flat grid of streetlights to the west, and felt, for about 30 seconds, like the whole city was something he could hold in one hand. There's the afternoon he flew up to Eugene with friends and stayed up late on a hotel remodel project that wasn't even Gary's deal. Talking about businesses and kids and the weird way men in their 50s become better friends than they ever were in their 30s. There's the day on the river, knee-deep, fly line in the water, his brother 20 feet downstream reading a riffle, when nothing about the week he came in carrying could reach him, and the quiet did its work. Same instinct as the cockpit. Different uniform. There's the friends. Aviation has a community most people on the ground never see. You meet pilots at fuel pumps. You meet pilots in the run-up area waiting for the active runway. You meet pilots on the apron at small fields where everyone knows the FBO manager's dog by name. The community is older, quieter, more deliberate than most of the social circles a Sacramento entrepreneur falls into. It's also generous in a way Gary genuinely loves. Pilots help each other in ways operators don't always help each other. There's also the freedom that doesn't make any sense until you've done it. The freedom of a Friday afternoon when the work is squared away and the airplane is fueled and the weather is severe clear and you can be 300 miles from your kitchen by sunset. Aviation gives you that. Real estate, if you build it right, gives you the time to use it. Either one without the other is incomplete. Gary's bet, which is the bet of this show, is that the two reinforce each other. Discipline in the cockpit makes him a better operator. Margin from the operation makes the cockpit possible. The runways and the rent rolls feed each other. Which gets us to the show. This show exists because Gary keeps having the same conversation with the same kind of operator and getting the same blank stare. The conversation is about altitude, when to climb, when to hold, when to descend, when to walk away. The blank stare is from operators who are flying their portfolio on feelings instead of instruments. They don't know their numbers. They don't know their minimums. They don't know what they'd sell at, or refinance at, or hold for. They're not bad operators. They're just flying without a flight plan. And the show is for those operators, the ones who are tired of running their rentals on hope and ready to operate them on data. Each week, one operating decision gets the altitude treatment. Property management, investment real estate, direct lending and hard money loans, all three divisions, all three lenses, every episode. Aviation as the metaphor that holds it together. Sacramento as the place this gets practiced. Episode 1 ships next, and it's the one Gary keeps coming back to. Most operators sell at the wrong moment. Emotion drives the decision, not math. There's a framework for fixing that, and it borrows directly from the cockpit. The decision altitude audit. You'll meet it next week. So that's the show. Operator content for serious operators. Sacramento-based. Compliance first. Aviation is the lens, not the gimmick. Property management, investment real estate, and direct lending. Hard money loans for operators, all three, every week, with the runway treatment. If anything in this premiere lined up with the operator decision you're sitting on right now, the door is open. A free 30-minute consultation goes through info@allinclusiverealtygroup.com or 916-978-0992. Bring the problem, we'll bring the framework, and subscribe wherever you got this episode. The next one builds the first framework on the show. And you don't want to come into it cold. One more thing. If you've ever wanted to fly an airplane, or you're in the middle of training right now, or you're just curious what it actually takes to become a pilot yourself, do not hesitate to reach out. That conversation isn't a sales call. It's just a pilot talking to another pilot. Wheels up.